American officials say the U.S. embassy in Baghdad is now secure after protesters set fires and breached the gatehouse today. Additional Marines have been temporarily sent for protection, but the State Department says personnel are safe, no plans to evacuate. The attack followed American airstrikes in Iraq and Syria this past weekend, which killed at least two dozen Iraqi fighters in an Iranian-backed militia group. The U.S. says they killed an American contractor in Iraq last week. Today, President Trump tweeted that Iran orchestrated the embassy attack. Reuters reporter Ahmed Rashid is in Baghdad. Ahmed, you tell us this protest started after the funeral processions for some of those killed in the U.S. airstrikes. What happened?
So after the procession, we could see thousands of protesters and militia fighters crossed the key bridge which is leading to the U.S. embassy. Iraqi security forces have not prevented them from crossing, so they got very close and tried to storm the entrance. But security forces, the Iraqi security forces, prevented them.
What does it tell you, Ahmed, that Iraqi security forces let them get as close as they did? Where is the support lying here?
We tried to get a clear picture from the Iraqi security officials, but unfortunately none of them was willing to explain how could thousands of protester militia men manage to cross a key bridge and reach to the embassy without any effort by security forces to stop them. But you have put in consideration that we are talking about members of a very powerful militia groups.
Well, could you remind us of the split that feeds into this? We're well aware there's a Sunni-Shia tension. The Iraqi government is Sunni-backed. Iran is Shia, and these were said to be Iranian-backed Shiite militias. Talk about that tension.
Well, we are talking simply about Iranian-backed powerful militia groups. They have representation in the Iraqi parliament and members also incorporated to the government security forces. So this explains the broad authority they have to achieve their goals.
Mm-hmm. Well, talk about the position this puts the Iraqi government in, because there was a statement from the office of the Iraqi prime minister today that said aggression against foreign embassies would be punished. But he's also said earlier that those American airstrikes, which again killed these Iranian-backed militia members in Iraq, violated his country's sovereignty. Now, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke with the Iraqi Prime Minister today and then issued a statement saying the United States will protect and defend its people. So you have the U.S. saying they have a right to retaliate against the death of a contractor. And the attack was against an Iranian-backed militia, but it was on Iraqi soil, and it was Iraqis who were killed.
Yes, the Prime Minister, Adel Abdel Mehdi, is in a very critical situation. He's facing a very powerful militia group who, as I told you, they have a heavy weight inside the government, also in the political life. Same time, he just wants to make it clear to the Americans that he will not allow any hostility actions toward the United States' interest in Iraq. But when you see the situation on the ground, it's very obvious that Adel Abdel Mehdi is incapable of reining in or controlling the Iranian-backed militia groups. Today, he issued a statement asking them to leave the premises of the U.S. embassy in Baghdad. And political sources also say that he just asked the key militia commander to give orders to their men on the ground near the embassy to retreat back, but they refused.
That's Reuters reporter Ahmed Rashid in Baghdad. Ahmed, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.